USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Elections officials in Georgia have released the results of their hand recount of ballots in the presidential election. The numbers released Thursday night have former Vice President Joe Biden ahead of President Trump by about 13,000 votes. At a press conference Thursday, Trump campaign attorney Rudy Giuliani said a new lawsuit would be filed Friday in Georgia over the signature verification process for absentee ballots.
The recount being done in Georgia will tell us nothing because these fraudulent ballots will just be counted again.
Georgia is legally required to certify their election results by Friday. As one recount is completed, another will soon begin. Elections officials in Wisconsin have ordered a recount in two of the state's largest counties after requested by the Trump campaign. The recounts of more than 800,000 votes in Milwaukee and Dane counties will begin on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Weekly jobless claims took an unexpected leap on Thursday, with 742,000 people filing for unemployment last week. That's a jump of more than 30,000 from the week before. The Department of Labor says that 20.3 million Americans were still claiming some form of unemployment assistance as of the end of October. As cases of coronavirus rise across the country, many school districts, including New York City's, are moving to virtual learning and shutting down in-class instruction. Something that CDC Director Robert Redfield says isn't supported by the data. At a press briefing Thursday, Redfield said it's important that schools stay open.
Using the data to make decisions in their communities, particularly as relates to K-12s and institutes of higher learning, these clearly the data support that it's really important from a public health perspective, both from the pandemic as well as what you'll hear about in a minute, that these schools stay open.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
One high-ranking Republican believes the American people will accept the results of the 2020 election once all the votes have been counted. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says Americans will accept the presidential election results once all the votes are counted and recounts are finished.
Every legal vote should be counted, every recount should be finished, and every legal challenge should be heard, and the state should finish their work.
California Republicans saying there are still some election results outstanding.
We're still counting a number of congressional districts that are still out there that have not been called yet.
McCarthy also saying another stimulus bill needs to be passed. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The first set of data from the 2020 census may not be ready by its end-of-the-year deadline. The U.S. Census Bureau said Thursday that it's having to fix routine anomalies in the data, and that could cause them to miss their December 31st deadline. The latest state population counts are due then, data that's used to determine each state's share of congressional seats for the next decade. And the husband of actress Lori Loughlin has reported to prison for his role in a college admissions bribery scam. Fashion designer Massimo Giannulli reported to a federal prison in California Thursday to begin serving a 5-month sentence for his role in the scheme. His wife is currently serving a 2-month sentence. The couple was part of a scam that involved bribing college admissions officials to get undeserving teens into college with false test scores or fake athletic credentials. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.